The words that I am speaking are coming up through a small hole in the floor of the auditorium and following each other one by one around the room, eventually tracing out a map of the United States, including Aberdeen, Chicago, Oakland, and San Antonio. Those words having difficulty keeping up with the others are being helped by invisible gnomes. Those words who refuse to participate will be forced to write, "I am sorry," in capital letters over and over again on the side panels. Those words representing animals have been asked to fashion their movements after the gait of the animal mentioned. So if you hear horse, know that H-O-R-S-E are trotting out to take their place as border, valley, and capital. Sky maps are not new. Astronomy has been around for years and years. So relax. If a letter or two or whole word, God forbid, should fall in your vicinity, please function as a gnome assistant and toss it back up. Already the lakes are beginning to form. I didn't realize that L-A-K-E, when they got together, could turn blue. I do know and must warn you that cliches, especially sorry about that, have been known to nest in the pockets of people in the area. If this happens to you, try shouting fumigator in an original way. Stutters and uhs, unavoidably used by the speaker, have been asked to take the position of dotted lines representing unfinished highways and dirt roads. People unable to control coughing or sneezing should be chastised by those people in the audience who care about state lines. All audience members who are unable to visualize the map overhead will get lost on the way home. Now I have to give you some words so that you can carry out the project of making a map. Don't get lost in the content. Stick to your task and be kind to the Midwest.